let's just discuss an idea I really wanted to do with you this week in Yonei Rosh Hashanah, Drush for Rosh Hashanah. So I'll just tell you one little label list, and bring out a few minutes left. Let me bring out some short Yisoydos in today's daf. Today's daf is a very important daf that deals with the issue of if you've used an object for a mitzvah. The Gemara says, if I had the bread from the Eruv, we learned this in the Mishnah Berurah, I would use it for, I would use it for a mitzvah achriti. If I had in front of me the bread that was set aside for the Eruv, Rashi says, I would use it for the Lechem Mishnah of Hamoitzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Why? Once you use an object for one mitzvah, you should continue to use an object for another mitzvah. Okay, there are many applications of this halacha. For example, many people you see taking out the lulav and esra, the lulav, to use to assist in the burning of chametz on Erev Pesach. And what other examples? People we mentioned that let's say tzitzis, when tzitzis have become possible, they use the tzitzis as a bookmark. Once something is no longer fit for its original mitzvah, we use it for another mitzvah. What other examples can we think of? People use it. Right? They use it for a machel, for Chanukah, whatever. They use it for a gym, right? And what other things? Now, the only point I want to make here is the Gemara. It's something very interesting here that's mentioned in the Daf Aladaf. That the Gemara. There's a question when it comes. That's what we're learning now in the Daf in the Mishnah Berurah section. Are you allowed to use mizonos for a ruve tuchumen? Let's say we learned in the Mishnah Berurah, we learned in the Halacha, you need to have shtei sudos for your Eruv Techumen. Let's say all you have is a couple of Danishes, mizonos. It's not bread. Can you use the Danishes for your enough Danishes, what you would eat for two meals? Okay, let's say you have a big appetite, so you would eat, let's say, the only thing you're going to eat over for two meals will be, I don't know, four Danishes, five Danishes, I don't know, whatever it is. Would that be okay to put down at the place where you want to be Kainish Shvis? So they want to bring a raya. There's a pilpul here in our Gemara, because when the Gemara discussed this concept of using the bread of a Ruvei Tchumen for Lechem Mishneh, the Gemara says, uses the term the hamoitzi. If I have in front of me the bread, if I have in front of me the bread, the food from the Eruv, he would use it to make the hamoitzi lechem min haaretz for the Suda Shabbos. So someone being a raya, since the Gemara is there's potential to use the bread of Eruvei Techumim for your Lechem Mishnah, and for Shabbos you have to have bread, that's an indication that you have to use for a Ruvei Tchumen bread. It's not sufficient to use Pas HaBobikistin, to use Mizonos. This is the discussion here. I'm not going to details, but it's relevant to what we're learning in the Mishnah, so I just found it to be interesting. And the Gemara today also discusses the issue of Lechem Mishnah. Now this is new to me. It appears that we are all familiar that Friday night and Shabbos day we start our meal with two challahs, Lechem Mishnah. Where does Lechem Mishnah come from? It comes from the man. On Friday, Hashem sent out the Klal Yisrael Lechem Mishnah. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu the very first Friday and they said, what's going on? Every single day only we had one portion. This Shabbos, we come home, we have two portions. Why? So Moshe says, Hu Asher Dibra Hashem, Shabbosin is Shabbos Kodesh, tomorrow is going to be a Shabbos. So we have Lechem Mishnah, that's what the Gemara discusses. in Eretz Yisrael, it's brought down in many places. It's not in the Yerushalmi, but it appears that in Eretz Yisrael they disagreed with this concept of Lechem Mishnah. Now today, of course, it's not accepted in Eretz Yisrael they followed the Bavli, but the original minog in Eretz Yisrael was bidafka to be koveya sud on Shabbos with one loaf of bread. Why? When did Hashem send down a double portion? Friday. Hashem sent down a double portion not on Shabbos, but Friday. If you are going to take Friday night and Shabbos morning two loaves of bread, two objects of bread, and make a bracha, that's a zilzal in the honor of Shabbos. You're bringing into Shabbos something that was done b'davka choil. Hashem sent down on Shabbos nothing. Hashem sent down on Friday two loaves of bread. If you want to have Lechem Mishnah, because you want to imitate the man, the time to have Lechem Mishnah would be on Friday, not on Shabbos. So this is brought down in many sources. I'll read you exactly what it says. It says over here, B'yam Shal Shloima, Kosaf, V'zel Shainai, B'nei Bavel, in Bavel, Boitzim B'shtei Kikaros, they would break bread with two loaves of bread B'Shabbos, Shehein, Darshim Lechem Mishnah. But B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Boitzim al echad sheloy lachnis kvoid erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. Not chas v'sholom to be mezalzel. If you take in Friday night, you're holding two loaves of bread. What do you mean two loaves of bread? This is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you on Friday. He sent down two loaves of bread, one loaf to eat on Friday, and one loaf to eat on Shabbos. If you're going to now have in front of you on Shabbos two loaves of bread, you are bringing the weekday, what has occurred during the weekday, the unique chiddush of a Friday into a Shabbos. It's a zilzul in Shabbos. Incredible insight. So we are so familiar, I mean, I never heard of this until yesterday. We are so familiar with this idea that Lechem Mishnah Adarabah, this is the Kavod Shabbos. But think about it. Is it really the Kavod Shabbos? This is what Hashem did in preparation on Friday for Shabbos. Hashem said that Friday double portion of bread, so that we'll have, on Shabbos we will not need to come out and collect. But Friday we had one loaf of bread, and Shabbos, because in the Midbar, think about it, in the Midbar, what do they do? They didn't have double portions. Every single day was a new Nisa. You didn't stock up. Friday they ate one loaf of bread, and when it came Shabbos, how many loaves of bread do they have on Shabbos? Wow. One! Because the first loaf they consumed Friday, they didn't have it. So now, in later times, you want to have a zecher for this. Having a zecher for this, by taking the second loaf of bread, you're really reminding us of what happened on Friday. In one respect, that's a zilzul in Shabbos. That was the line of reasoning, the approach of the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, the B'nai Baal, for no pumfakaret. That we should remember that there was a special hachon that was made in honor of Shabbos, so you should bedafka have two loaves of bread. Just an interesting idea, which I found very interesting. Okay, one last idea that I'll tell you about by Rosh Hashanah, is the Gemara talks about this beautiful concept, machlekes between all the Amorayim. If you have a choice between something which is godol, but it's incomplete, versus something that is shalim, that is complete. Let's say you go to a chasna, or you go to a bar mitzvah, and they have on the table a challah that is super, super jumbo, jumbo. Right, a challah that goes from here to there. And you cut the challah in half. And now you have in front of you a half a challah that's so big you can barely carry it. And then you have a little teeny bulkala. A little teeny bulkala the size of an egg. Which one is more chashuv? Upon which one should one decide hamotzi lechem min haaretz? So it's a machlokes. It's machlokes in the Gemara. One opinion says you should make the bracha hamotzi lechem min haaretz on the chashuv, the big monster size half a challah, even though it's only half. It's chashuv. It's chashuv. You can't say it's not chashuv. The bulkala, it's a teeny little bulkala. It's no big deal. You make the bracha on what's chashuv. The other opinion, Rabbi Yochanan, no. You make the bracha on what's sholem, on what's complete. It's a powerful musa. And this debate in different areas of halacha, the other factors, by truma, there's a question of which one will be preserved for a long period of time. But let me read you over here some beautiful words that it says here from the Matalevi. Okay, the Mate Levi, the Mate Levi, Lahagoy Rav Meir Halevi Horowitz. Okay, that's the name of the Mechaber, Rav Levi Horowitz. Chelik Bezor Chai Mevar Es Hanemer B'Mishnah. The Mamzer, there are many applications of this idea. The Mamzer Talmud Chacham Koydim L'Koyin God La'Maretz. A Mamzer Talmud Chacham. Let's say you have in front of you, you have a question. Who should you give honor to? You have in front of you two people. One is a Mamzer. Mamisha, the real deal, a Mamzer. But the Mamzer is a Talmud Chacham. And right next to the Mamzer Talmud Chacham is a Kohen Gadol. But it's Nama Aretz. Which one has Kedima? The Mamzer Talmud Chacham Koidim the Kohen Gadol Am Aretz, because the Mamzer Talmud Chacham is a Shalem. It's true, he's not Choshev. He doesn't come from the best Yichus. He's not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael, into a regular Jew, but he's a Shalem. He's a Talmud Chacham. He's a Shalem. He has achieved his tafkid in this world. Whereas the Kohen Gadol, who's Nama Aretz, what's his excuse? Why is he Nama Aretz? Of course, we're dealing with a person that he's not with the program. He's not with the program. The Kohen Gadol Am Aretz. The Mamzer Talmud Chacham Koydim LeKohen Gadol Am Aretz. The Kaz Hashem the Memor Zuhi Shita Shem Yochlin. This concept that is found in Sechta Horios, that a Mamzer Talmud Chacham perceives the Kohen Gadol Am Aretz is found in is the Shita Rabbi Yochanan. The Chosav Zelashoyle Uvi Emes Nir Shehu Yisoid Shebone Olav Gadol Hu Amoroyim Binyonim Rabin. It's not only, look at these expressions, in the field of wisdom, and in the garden of Musar, and in the orchard of Drush. So that's a beautiful expression. Elagam be shadmois ha-halacha, in the establishment of halacha, nishta, we drink mayim chayim me'oimek mekarza. This person knows how to write. We drink living water from the depth of this concept that gadol asholeim, that small is more important, has more weight than adavar choshuv, that is gadol. Sheloi b'choyach does not depend on power. V'loi b'goydel, not in greatness. V'loi b'gvura. V'loi b'chavoid kiim b'ruach Hashem uv'tarasai ze kol adam. V'loi b'lvad b'adam. Elo kol dava v'dava shenira tamid yonay tiyet tzifiyos al atzmos hadaver v'toytzoisav. The al yiyashum davar chosha beinyonai machmas kolai v'leboze machmas katnuso. Nothing should be considered choshev or small because of its chashivas. It all depends on its tafkid. Something which is shalom is chashev. Okay, and then he goes on to say one of a very, very interesting yisoid. Should remember this, just the yisoid. He says, Rabbi Yochanan is l'shitosai. Who is the sheet in Shas that says that chatzi shir is also min ha-Torah? It's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says chatzi shir is also min ha-Torah. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says a dover that's kotoin, that's sholei, is more choshuv than a dover gadol that's incomplete. So he says here that it's totally zeh b'zeh. Do you know why chatzi shir is awesome in Atara? Because in a chatzi, when you look at something, you don't look at its size. You look at its quality. So just like when you have in front of you the choice between a very large b'chala, that's half, versus a little teeny bulka, the little teeny bulka is going to have kedima because it's shalem, whereas the chala, so what, it's big? Who cares that it's big? Being big doesn't mean anything. That's not what counts. What counts is chashivas. If the Torah says this object is awesome, we don't care if it's big, if it's small. We care what it is. Fascinating idea. It's like he puts these two together. We would not necessarily put these two ideas together to say that chatzi shir osam in ha-Torah is totally in the shita that sholem is more important than choshev. And it makes sense. Because when you're dealing with something, you're dealing with its quality, you're not dealing with its quantity, its size, how big it is. You look at the essence. This is sholem. even though it's teeny, that itself is a chashimus, a quality which is much more significant than something which is very, very large compared to the shalim. You look at its essence. If the Torah says something is osur, this thing is osur. Who cares about its size? It's big, small. Chatzishir is also osur minhat. It's a very Rosh Hashanah. Okay, I want to tell you one vart, very quick vart, from Rabbi Wolfson about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar. What is shofar? It comes from Sisra. What is Sisra?